WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You are listening to the student section NFL on WVUA 90.7. Got a little thrown off there. It's been so long, especially like we're back on air and we have a podcast we're recording.
Yeah, this will be documented, which is nice.
I know. What the heck?
It actually happened.
I know. It's been a crazy long time, but hey, it's been a lot of news that we've been able to share it, but not go into as much detail as we would like. But
right.
Hey, we're back and it's good to see all you guys back. I got my co-host Tanner Thompson.
What's up?
Connor Rolls.
Hello, hello.
And Evan Cisneros. Wait, Evan, I think I turned on the wrong mic for you. My bad.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, well, there we go.
What's up?
There it is.
There we go.
All right. He's back.
So we're all back. The gang's back together. And, you know, there's been a lot of offseason moves going on. I know that we talked about it a little bit last week and some of the big signings like Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson to the Steelers.
Justin Fields we didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about Justin Fields.
Because it didn't happen
yet.
It
was a backup quarterback trade.
Well, but he's a good backup quarterback.
I mean, honestly,
got me there.
Nick Foles won the Super Bowl.
Let's keep going. The Steelers are not going anywhere near. Okay, I was gonna say.
But I will say, I do like our the Eagles' backup moves. Speaking of Eagles' backups,
I don't.
You don't like Kenny Pickett as the backup?
No, you know how I feel about small hands Kenny Pickett.
I do want to see how Tanner McKee does this offseason.
Yeah, I do too. I thought he was much better than Marcus Mariota. I think he's definitely better than Will Greer.
We just signed
Will Greer, Carolina legend, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's all. Played for Carolina.
Yep.
But with that all being said, we're gonna start breaking down some of the more NFL draft rumors that are happening today. You know, we did a mock draft a little bit. I want to say like a month ago, if I'm
probably
not mistaken. But
that was an early mock draft.
It was very early,
real early.
But now with now having the combine, the NFL draft combine, and some pro days at some of these schools, we've got a little bit more tips on insights of which way some of these teams might be leaning.
And then, you know, free agency I don't want to say free agency is over because, of course, there's a ton of big names, except, you know, Tre'Davious White just went off the market.
Right.
He signed with the Los Angeles Rams.
I like
so,
that.
Oh, big signing for them.
Big signing. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of big names that are, yes, still available, but most of the big-time free agents are off the board. So,
right.
What about Odell? Evan, your Dolphins?
Odell to Miami? I mean, anything under like 5 mil, I wouldn't mind.
I don't think Connor's a fan.
Bring Odell and Jarvis Landry back to Miami.
Connor just gave
I
one of the most.
I want Jarvis Landry back in Miami for vet minimum.
That was one of the most passive aggressive mm-hmms I've ever heard in my entire life.
I feel like Odell just got to pick up the podcasting equipment at this point.
Probably.
If he would have won Super Bowl MVP.
That's true. And
I agree.
His last season with the Rams was really good.
But then with the Ravens, he was non-existent for most of the year. And then he had a nice couple catches every once in a while.
I mean, he's still winning off the field. I mean, you know, he just broke up with Kim K. But you know,
after those wild comments.
Exactly. That's a W.
He broke up with Kim K?
Yeah.
After six, seven months.
They were dating?
Yeah.
Secret relationship. They didn't want anybody to know.
Then Kim K said something
very wild,
very weird.
We don't have to get into
this. Yeah, this is an NFL podcast.
I did not know about any of this.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then he was like, I'm out of there. So W in my book for him. But there's some big names out there. I want to say, like, aren't we waiting to see, like,
Justin Simmons.
Yep.
Micah Hyde.
Hassan Reddick, even though he's not a free agent, but, you know, Eagles still want to trade him.
Howie Roseman did come out and say that they think they will be able to resolve this as the time goes on. So I think he will end up being moved, but
as an Eagles fan, no surprise, but
I hope we extend him.
You want to extend him?
Yes,
I want to kind of go younger. I kind of want to get a second round pick out of him because that's what apparently we're trying to shop from.
Yeah, but then you also look at what some of these trades are going for. Justin Fields, no market whatsoever.
You're right.
And then there was one other player that was traded recently.
L'Jarius Sneed,
yes, no market. He went for like, what, third and a fifth?
Yeah.
So. That's what it was.
Connor had no idea. Or Evan had no idea.
he was that
which I didn't know.
That Drisky meme when he's like pointing at me.
Yeah. I had no idea either, but the pressure that went on Evan just now was hilarious.
I said third and a fifth, and I look at Evan, and he's whoa.
I don't know that much.
Should we might as well get started with the – are we going to do the same rotation as we did last time?
I say let's switch it up a little
remember.
Bit.
Okay, how do we want to do it?
What was the order last time?
Because it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
No. I think I had
– I think two. I was 3.
No, because
Evan was over here last time.
No, Evan was too, because it was 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever. But then remember, Evan had to go to this room. Okay. Then we were like, might as well just do it that way. So let's have Evan start first.
Okay.
2, 3, 4.
That's fine. Yeah, Evan can start with Chicago. Plus, I didn't want to be the number one pick again.
Yeah, no one wants to be the number one pick this year,
no
man.
No offense, but yeah.
It's just not fun.
All right, Evan.
Speaking of.
Also, it was just a third and seventh round pick swap. For
third and seventh. Wow.
And
not
a
even
swap?
Fifth.
You said it's a swap?
No, third round
third
pick,
round pick
then
and
seventh
a seventh round,
round
pick,
swap.
Pick swap on top. Gotcha, okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
All right, so am I on the board?
Also, Loki, just real quick before we get started, the Titans are making Loki moves.
Absolutely. Like I agree.
I do agree.
If you're with Will Levis, you kind of be kind of you have to be kind of happy with the moves they're making. Maybe yeah. We'll wait to see what they do with receiving wise.
Dude, if they can take a tackle,
I mean, they got Ridley, but
yeah. They can take a good tackle in this draft, man. Joel. Things are looking up. If they can get Joel, if they can get Fautanu, Fashanu, Waga too, like there are a lot of good players to walk away with in this draft.
All right. Well, that being said, Evan, you are up with the number one pick, Chicago Bears. Who will you pick?
All right, I'm going to – might be a shocker, a little curveball, Caleb Williams.
Wait, there you go. You're not going to fade Caleb Williams because of his pink fingernails?
And his pink phone?
Oh, my goodness.
That's not my starting quarterback. Anyway, I'm just kidding. No. We're all kidding. For the record, we're all kidding.
We're all big Caleb Williams fans.
Yeah, it's hard not to be.
All right, with the second overall pick, Connor, are you on the clock?
Yes, I am. I'm going to go – you know, there's been a lot of – going back and forth, you know, J.J. McCarthy just came out of nowhere, apparently, with the odds.
Well.
Not going to go with him because.
I kind of said something. Watch out for J.J.
Yeah.
But anyway, keep going.
Hey, if you can hand the football off a couple times a game, I guess you can be a top five pick.
He's doing it.
But I'm going to go Jaden Daniels.
Oh, Jaden Daniels at two.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Man.
You know, there's been a lot of smoke screens and a lot of news coming out of the Washington Commanders camp. A lot of people are saying that they really want Drake May. Then one second, everyone's saying, oh, they really want Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Now everyone's saying they really want J.J. McCarthy. I think, personally, you're trying to get some trade value for that second overall pick. But we'll see what direction they go in. I like the pick. Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels are off the board.
Right.
Tanner, the New England Patriots, which way are they leaning?
I'm not going to lie to you, man. If I'm the New England Patriots here, I am I'm pretty ecstatic with a pick, with that second pick being Jaden Daniels, 100%. I think Jaden Daniels is a good player. I don't think that personally I would draft him in the top five if I'm one of these teams. So personally, I think that with the Patriots, I think this makes this pick really easy. I'm taking Drake May, and I would be really excited about that because, again, I hold Caleb Williams and Drake May to be as the one and two pretty confidently. So I'd be ecstatic to walk away with Drake May with the having the second pick.
All right, Drake May.
Mm-hmm. Very easy.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. I'm the Arizona Cardinals. And
this is the first weird pick.
Here I go. I'm trading.
You're trading.
Arizona Cardinals are going to make a trade.
Are you trading with one of us or yourself?
We're trading with myself, I guess.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be trading with the Minnesota Vikings.
There you go. At number four?
Yep.
It's happening.
Vikings. Let me guess.
Are moving
I know who it is.
To take their franchise quarterback of the future.
Michael Penix.
Surprise, everybody. Yeah. I'm going to go with, apparently this year's the golden boy, J.J. McCarthy. He's a Minnesota Viking.
All right.
At the four.
Quezzy, their GM, has been building picks over these last couple of drafts, trading back. And now he finally gets to unload. Maybe he was targeting Drake May or Jaden Daniels, but hey, you're not going to trade three first-round picks for maybe a project that you're unsure of.
Right.
But maybe a proven winner, you will trade up and give up less. So that's why I have Minnesota Vikings coming up here to this pick.
There you go.
I think a very underrated move was the Vikings traded for – I can't remember what pick they traded for, but they ended
23rd
up,
pick.
Yeah, the 23rd. They made a trade to get into the first round.
And that's one of the picks I have trading to help trade them up.
I got you. And also, it'd be pretty funny if John Harbaugh came in as a Chargers head coach and was like, you know, this J.J. McCarthy guy is really good. Let's y'all draft him. Let Marvin Harrison fall down.
Exactly.
All right, Evan.
Back to you, my friend.
The fifth overall pick.
Los Angeles Chargers.
I was thinking he was going to take Marvin Harrison with the Cardinals, so I was ready to select Malik Nabers, but I'm still going to go Malik Nabers because I wouldn't say he's more dynamic, but they need a playmaker in that, and I think he's just more, I guess, dynamic than Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait, just more dynamic than Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
insane.
I don't use these two words lightly, but that is a scorching hot.
I like
scorching
it.
Hot take. Oh, out of all like the narratives in this draft, I feel like the one that is the most consistent is Marvin Harrison Jr. being the first wide receiver off the board.
Without a doubt.
Like most of the time. But
as a New York Giants pick, I will gladly grab Marvin Harrison off
from
the board.
Giants. I am praying to God. I am doing whatever, thanking whoever I need to for that.
But hey, it's the Giants. They might go Bo Nix after Daniel Jones failed him again. We don't know with that front office. But right. Marvin Harrison.
Good Lord. All right. So Marvin Harrison goes. Marvin Harrison goes to the Giants, which leaves the Titans. No offensive lineman taken. If I'm the Titans, I am ecstatic to be walking away with Joe Alt here. 6'8", what, 350 pounds? Maybe a little bit lighter, 330, something like that. Regardless, 6'8", 300 pounds, some of the best feet I've seen in a tackle prospect in a long time. I think he's one of those guys you'd consider a blue chip. He's a phenomenal player. I'd be ecstatic as the Titans to walk away with him.
And one thing I will say, anytime there's a prospect who, especially O-line, but like, you have amazing, amazing measurements, amazing film, all that kind of stuff. If you come from Iowa, Nebraska, or Notre Dame, you're guaranteed to hit, in my opinion. There's rarely been misses.
Very likely.
Yes.
Right.
If it's like LSU or something like that, then, you know, it may be worrisome. Yeah. But Notre Dame.
Pretty solid.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, the Tennessee Titans get their future left tackle, or maybe right tackle, whatever the position they want to put them at. But the Atlanta Falcons are up on the clock, and I have another trade.
Another one.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The Atlanta Falcons are going to trade with the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. So the Cardinals traded back and traded back up?
Yeah.
Just like they did that last year, too, right?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Predictable.
So I'm going to go with this pick and pick Rome Odunze.
That is three wide
Arizona
receivers.
Arizona Cardinals?
The Arizona Cardinals.
So does that mean we're seeing – we saw McCarthy to the Vikings at 4.
Right.
Then we saw, after that, we had the Chargers, who took Malik Nabers. And then we had
Giants go Marvin Harrison.
Giants go Marvin Harrison, and now we were seeing Rome Odunze go?
Yes.
That's wild. Or, excuse me, Joe Alt, then Rome Odunze.
Yeah.
But, wow. That's a wide receiver's gone quick.
I think it's
very fast.
I think it's going to be kind of similar to that one year where that Chris Olave draft where everyone was trying to move up for a wide receiver.
Right. Because they took – who was the first one off the board?
Drake
it was
London.
The Falcons.
It was
Drake London.
It was Drake London first.
Yeah. It was Drake London, and that just started the slide.
And again, because not many people had Drake London as wide receiver one, too. So the fact that they took him that high was crazy. But
and I think we might be seeing something similar. I think a lot of these first round wide receivers are like day one guys.
So. They truly, they are all so good.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I really don't think you can go wrong. Maybe you can go wrong taking Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr., but that's the only.
But that's a Charger thing to do.
Even kind of is.
The thing is, the Chargers have
Quentin Johnson.
Had all these big deep threats. All these like
Who's the big deep threat?
Who's
Mike
their
Williams?
Wide
receiver?
Mike
Williams and Quentin
Williams
Johnson
is gone.
Their deep threat's probably Josh Palmer.
Williams is a Jet.
No, that's what I'm saying. They've had that and they didn't do too much with it. Their best player was Keenan Allen, and he's gone now. He was their playmaker, route runner.
And plus, if I'm the Chargers, I would be kind of skeptical about all the injury history that surrounds this team. And if you draft a prospect like Marvin Harrison, who has had a tendency to get injured, but I'm not looking at it, but I'm just saying, like, maybe that is one thing they're looking at if they do intend to take the LSU wide receiver.
We do know this Chargers doctors are not the greatest because Tyrod Taylor punctured his lung because of the doctors.
Hey,
and that's how Justin
got,
Herbert
got Justin
started.
Herbert on the field, to be fair. They could be really good at their job. I'm just saying.
They knew all along.
Yeah.
All right, Evan.
All right, Evan, you're back up with the
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Chicago at 9.
Bears.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to take Odunze in that pick. And I already got their tight end, so I can't take Brock Bowers. I'm just going to go Dallas Turner.
Fair enough. I like that.
Good
they
pick.
Could use
good
a, pick. Another guy opposite Sweat.
Yeah. Sweat and Turner would be very nasty.
Yeah, I'd be excited about that.
You know,
the Jets.
This is an easy pick, I think.
I think it's very easy.
Well, you had all the easy picks. So
yeah. this guy's having a great draft.
And they got their wide receivers settled. You know, they destroyed free agency in the O-line department with Tyron Smith and Moses Brown, is it?
You talking about the right tackle?
Sure. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
From the Ravens?
Yeah, they killed it. You know, all they really could use is a tight end. And, you know, Brock Bowers is still on the board.
Yep.
So why not just grab him?
I will say, I've been talking about Brock Bowers to the Jets for a very long time. If Brock Bowers does become a Jet, that would be a game-changing thing for that offense, man. He would key in so well.
Yeah.
But,
all right, yeah. Tanner.
That leaves me with the Minnesota Vikings at 11.
Well, no, they traded that pick, so now you have the
Traded Falcons. The 11th pick. I have the Falcons at 11.
Before you make that decision, I'll give you some time because we're going to head to break. And when you come back, we're going to see what direction the Atlanta Falcons are headed. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on 90.7.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7, the Capstone. You know, we're doing our mock draft, and, you know, we've made some interesting picks so far. So before we get into Tanner being the GM of the Atlanta Falcons with the 11th overall pick, let's do a recap of how we got there, shall we? Sorry, I have my notes behind.
Jalen's the only one who actually knows what's happened so far, so he has to be the one to say it.
Well, I'm the only one who's made trades, so I kind of started the chaos a little bit, so that's my fault. But, of course, number one pick, we have Caleb Williams, followed by Commanders, Jaden Daniels, then the Patriots selecting Drake May. Then this is where it gets kind of funky. We have the Minnesota Vikings trading the 11th, and in my mind, the 23rd overall pick, to get the 4th overall pick from the Arizona Cardinals, who moved down to the 11th overall. But with that 4th overall pick, Minnesota Vikings draft their franchise quarterback and J.J. McCarthy, and then shortly after re-signed Justin Jefferson to the biggest extension ever in history. But
thank you for clarifying.
And then after that, we have the Chargers with a wild take. And then, but hey, Harbaugh has a plan. Don't question Harbaugh
has a plan.
He has a plan.
The question is if Cisneros has a plan.
But anyway, hey, we got LSU receiver Neighbors going to the Chargers, and then we got the Giants getting on their knees and thanking the Lord for Marvin Harrison arriving the Big Apple. And then followed by that, we have the Tennessee Titans to get their left tackle so Will Levis can stop going on IR every season. Joe Alt. And then we're back here to the Falcons. Originally would have had this pick, but hey, the Falcons decide, well, we can trade back a little bit and get our guy. So the Falcons are going to trade back with the Arizona Cardinals, who got that 11th pick from the Vikings, and they jumped the Chicago Bears to get their wide receiver of the future, Rome Odunze, from Washington. Then Chicago forced a pivot to defense. Tanner, you made the move of pairing Montez Sweat with Dallas Turner. I like that move. Connor, sorry, you didn't need my
No, it's yet. I'm not sure. I can't remember if I made the pick or not.
I think I made Dallas
Turner. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You made that pick. Great move, though, by the way.
Thank you.
You got a easy pick once again. Brock Bowers going to the Jets, which Tanner, as you said, kind of called earlier in the season. So
sure did.
And then now we are here. Tanner, you have the 11th overall pick as the Atlanta Falcons.
I do. With this one, I personally feel pretty good about this pick. I don't know how, you know, this position group is. It's not very consistently ranked, I guess. There's not a clear one, clear two most of the time. But this guy, in my opinion, is very close to Dallas Turner. In my opinion, I think a better plug-in player right now, and that's going to be Lyle Alatu.
Whoa.
Going to the Falcons at 11.
I like that.
Lyle Alatu is the best hands of any edge in this class. I think he's a very smooth athlete. His footwork's great. He's not quite the 0.01% athlete that, like, Dallas Turner is. But even then, I still think you're the Falcons. The Falcons now find themselves with a, you know, old vet quarterback
and
Kirk Cousins. So I truly believe it. I think he's a great quarterback. But they're not in the same situation as they were before, where they were kind of in this weird middle ground area of we didn't know if we could build a team off of what we had or not. And but now they have their quarterback. They have their skill guys. The defense is solid, and they have been needing pass rush forever, for so long. And I think Laiatoluu will bring an immediate impact to them more than, in my opinion, more than Jared Verse. Confidently, again, I think Jared Verse might be a better athlete, but I think that Laiatoluu is just a better edge defender.
That's why I was surprised. I thought Jared Verse would go before Latu.
And I kind of get it, and that's why I say it's a weird pick, because that this specific position group, like, I think in terms of mocks, you've seen Dallas Turner go high pretty consistently. But in my opinion, I think that he's not quite as skilled as Laiatoluu is. And so that's why I think that if you're the Falcons, I think you want a guy who's going to make more of an immediate impact. And I think that's Latu.
Okay. Well,
all right, Jalen.
I like that pick. And, hey, I think, like you said, the only thing really about him was he had a little bit of an injury concern as well.
It's been 2 years, though, yeah. I think, since he's had that injury. And he was one of the most productive edge defenders in college this past year. Again, he is also an older prospect, but
he reminds me of a little bit like Jalen Phillips, his story coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one's interesting. I have the Denver Broncos, and honestly, they could
let me guess, are they trading?
No, they're not going to trade. I think they should stick here and take whatever. They're probably going to blow it, but I think they should take a pick here. Now, this is where it gets interesting.
They need everything.
I know. I really don't know where they go here.
I have a weird pick for him, but it's not my pick.
You say what?
I have a weird pick for him, but I'm going to let you make yours first.
Honestly, I just don't feel like they're going to – I feel like they're just not going to, like – I feel like they're going to take a quarterback, but obviously, but I don't know.
Don't know which one?
Yeah, like I just don't know when and where, and that's the biggest problem.
Right.
I think they have so many, like, positions they could fix up on defense, because I think, like, a Sean Payton team, he definitely wants his quarterback, but, like, the defense is also what he prides himself on, so
– right.
I kind of want to take Jared Verse here, but also I just think the Broncos move here, like, you know, their history, Paxton Lynch, and, like, Drew Lock. I'm going to go with Bo Nix.
There you go. Boy. That was my weird pick. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it. They've been tied to Bo Nix a little bit, and I don't know. I mean, Bo Nix, to his credit, was, I mean, statistically, man, that guy had an unreal season. And I think – maybe for all of us that our vision is a little bit skewed of Bo Nix because of his time in Auburn and how familiar we are with his game, I guess. But I do think it improved significantly at Oregon. I think he's one of the best first read guys in terms of, like, pre-snap reads. And we know Sean Payton loves that. Sean Payton wants him to drop back and get the ball out. And I think Sean Payton's okay with him dropping back. If the read's not there, then he goes and gets what yards he can. But yeah, man, I think it's a very fun pick.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. I'm really interested to see what the Broncos do, but like we said, they could go in any direction. With that being said, the Oakland Raiders. Evan, you're back on Raiders. The clock.
I know I've got a Raiders fan, so I got some inside info, I guess. But they're gonna be sad not to be able to take a quarterback. But all these top cornerbacks are still on the table. They could go Quinion, Nate Wiggins, but I think they want a league-ready leader. They're going to pick Terrion Arnold.
All righty.
Fair enough.
I like that pick.
You know, the Saints are in a weird position because it's – man.
Feels like the Saints are always in a weird position.
They always are, and they always whiff on picks. I think the best thing you could do is just trade back at this point.
Well, they always whiff on picks, but they also find some late-round studs that just turn the ball.
Yeah. I'm going to have them trading back. And I'm going to have the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wait, you're the Raiders?
No, the Saints.
Sorry.
I'm going to have the Saints trading back and the Jacksonville Jaguars moving up to get their guy, Quinion Mitchell. Mm. They need a corner. I don't think really.
Oh, wait. To the Jaguars?
Yeah.
That's me.
No, you're the Raiders.
You sent the next pick back?
Yeah,
I think I'm also the Jaguars.
No, we're not doing like.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay.
So you're no longer the Jaguars, and there's nothing you can do about it, Evan.
you are now the Saints.
That's the precedent we've set so far. You are now the Saints. You're welcome.
The Saints are now the Jags, and you said the Jags are taking who again?
Quinion Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said quarterback. We're cornerback. Okay.
Yes, corner.
I don't think Quinion Mitchell is a cornerback.
I was about to say. All right, well, I like that pick. And, like, hey, I like all your guys' picks so far. I think this is actually a really fun draft. And I think there's, like, some way that some of these teams can go these routes. Quinion Mitchell, tell me why do you think like the Jags would want to trade up? Because I'm kind of curious. I think they will trade up if they like have a guy as they've done in the past. But what separates him from like a Cooper DeJean?
Well, so Cooper DeJean, it's just when he played in the Big Ten West, mm-hmm. which, I mean, can y'all name a receiver to come out of the Big Ten West or had an elite offense? So I think it's just something where the speed I don't think is there fully. And we've seen Quinion Mitchell play or test at the combine, and the speed was elite. I just think he's a better fit for an NFL corner when part of me thinks Cooper DeJean will be moved to a box safety.
I think it'll be a safety, or a depending on
strong team. Safety, yeah.
Like a Harrison Smith.
Yeah, something like that, or like a Reed Blankenship. I just think for a straight-up corner who you need to be able to lock in, which the Jaguars were not able to have last year because they were just getting torched left and right. I think getting up and getting the guy that you want who can, I don't want to say lock down the side of the field, but has a promising future and a guy that can do it all, play slot, play outside. Yeah. I think that's a good pick for Jacksonville.
Well, now you just created an interesting problem for Tanner and the Colts. The Colts just missed out on the L'Jarius Sneed sweepstakes, you know, losing that battle to the Tennessee Titans. So now the Colts in need of a cornerback. Who are you going with, Tanner?
It's funny because the Colts need a cornerback, but really the only cornerback archetype I don't want to take is the slot guy, which is who you're taking if you were to go with Cooper DeJean, who I do think is a really good player. But based off of the roster for this team, I think that it has to be Nate Wiggins. I think you get a lot of benefit from taking a truly hot top-end speed corner. We've seen it happen a lot of times.
What was it, 4.2 something?
4.29, I believe. Yeah. And, again, that's legit speed in a game that's only getting faster. And I would love for him to be a little bit better, you know, a little bit bigger around, I guess. But he's got incredible makeup speed. I think he can be a really good player, undoubtedly. And I think you can be pretty happy walking away with Nate Wiggins at 15. But yeah. That's kind of the pick that has to be made, I guess.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to go – well, I guess I'm back up, and I'm the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of interesting, you know, directions this could go in. Honestly, I just think of the best – I do think they're going to probably go for some O-line help, especially now with the coordinator coming over from Baltimore. So I'm going to go with a guard from Washington who's semi-close to the area – and can play center and guard. So give me Troy Fatinatu.
You know who the offensive coordinator is for the Seahawks, correct? Ryan Grubb, former Washington. I thought you said Baltimore.
Well, I'm saying the head coach now.
Oh, head coach. Never mind. My bad, guys.
No, you're good.
My bad, guys.
I was just, you know, Washington connection. It makes sense.
Yeah. I think hometown pick, and I think that's the way to go. Now, yeah. Evan, you're on the clock, and I have a guy that I think would be perfect for this team since you are now the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got one, too. Their offensive line is in complete dismay with the Trevor Penning pick a couple years ago setting the back a little. I think they're going to make up for it with what some might consider the top O-tackle in the draft, Olamoya Fashanu.
Yep. Very good pick.
All right. Now, Cincinnati.
I'm really curious to see where you guys have Jared Verse falling.
He's fallen, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he would fall this far, but he is fallen.
He's definitely fallen.
Now, I do think with the Cincinnati Bengals, you could go O-line. But losing DJ Reader was pretty big, in my opinion.
Mm.
You know, I know it might be a little bit of a reach to get him this early. But part of me feels like the Eagles are going to trade up and get their guy, Jared Verse.
Wow. That's crazy.
And Cincinnati will move back to the 22nd overall pick. You know how Howie Roseman loves his edge guys, with Hassan Reddick most likely out the door. Going to go ahead and get your edge.
I didn't see that coming.
I did not either.
That's a Howie Roseman move.
It is a Howie Roseman
move. I didn't see it coming blindsided.
Is that guy ever taking a player that wasn't a offensive or defensive lineman? In the first round?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he ever has.
Devontae Smith? Other than that, no.
I think the last time we had a full like defensive draft or drafted someone that wasn't it like 2003? I think they said like 2005 or something.
It was something around
there. Panthers had one like 3 years ago.
See, we're stuck to our ways.
Yeah.
Build the trenches, baby.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. Bengals. So they're off the board now. The Eagles, Jared Verse, and now we're back on to the Los Angeles Rams. Some of the biggest things I guess we should probably mention is that the greatest defensive player of all time just retired. Aaron Donald just retired. So I think that's going to make their decision a lot more easier, especially now that you had just mentioned earlier that the cornerback from the Bills is making their way
over. Tre'Davious White.
Yes. Right. He's going to be making his way over to the L.A. So I don't think they're going to target a cornerback, which I initially thought. Maybe I also thought maybe they go offensive line. But you got to replace the trenches, as we just talked about. I'm going with Byron Murphy from Texas.
Hell yeah. I'm going to, in that case, I'm going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers for the next pick.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Now you made your pick, man. I'm going to let you do it. I'm just going to let you roll with
it.
Who'd you take again as the Rams?
My bad.
Byron Murphy.
Wait, who are you going to take for the Rams?
I was considering Cooper DeJean or Jerzon Newton.
Okay, well,
the pick's been made, man. I'd almost rather pick for the Steelers, I'm happy to have you take that Rams.
Now, don't forget, the Steelers did just sign speedy wide receiver Quez Watkins. So
game changer.
It all goes back to the Eagles, man.
Don't let that deter your picks.
Russell Wilson, very short moon ball.
Very short moon ball. That's funny. All right, I now control the Steelers. I'm a little apprehensive on this one. I do really like the way that that Cooper DeJean fits into that defense. I do think obviously they have one of the better slot guys in the league in Minkah Fitzpatrick. I really do like the versatility that Cooper DeJean offers, and I think maybe you could I think he might be a little bit more physical in that area than Minkah Fitzpatrick. But then again, it seems like the Steelers always need offensive linemen. And I really like Talis Fuaga, the Oregon State guy. But also J.C. Latham, who I think is such a good player. And I probably have him over Fuaga in terms of my personal tackle rankings.
I think Evan took J.C. Latham with the Saints.
No.
Oh, who'd you take?
Olamoyo Fashanu.
Fashanu. Yeah.
Who I would have taken here if he was available, but... with that being said, man, I really want to pick DeJean, but I'm not going to. I think I'm going to make the somewhat smarter pick, and I'm going to go with Latham. Latham's going to plug in really well as a run blocker, and they've got Arthur Smith over there now. I think Latham's, again, as a run blocker, just his power is unreal. I think it's probably better than every other tackle in this class. But yeah. That's my pick.
I don't think that's a bad pick because, hey, Pro Day was just here at Alabama, and who did we see checking out JT Latham? Mike Tomlin.
So, love it.
We'll be back. You're listening to the student section on NFL on WVA 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
We are back, and I definitely turned your guys' mic on way early. So.
No, man, I kind of like it because it's the, like, hear us just kind of chopping it up as we go into the actual the intro of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Evan getting casual. I like
Evan
it.
Getting hype.
No. Trade alert.
Huh?
You have a trade alert?
Trade alert. Oh, boy.
What was that sound? Evan, can you redo the sound?
Okay. Maybe off key a little bit, but it's okay.
Miami Dolphins are trading the 21st pick to the Detroit Lions for the 29th pick and something else.
And something else.
And with that pick.
Wait, I'm so confused. Is this real life or the mock draft?
No, mock draft.
Okay. I'm like,
That's hilarious.
I was just like, hold on. I was confused. Hilarious. All right,
Evan.
Wait, okay. Wait,
the Lions have this pick.
All right. So the Lions have this pick. They are bunny hopping the Green Bay Packers to take Cooper DeJean.
There you go.
Okay, they lose Cam Sutton for reasons we will not explain on the show, but
I like the pick. Yep. I'm still getting caught up. I'm a little lost.
Still working on it.
I guess that's I did funny. That to you guys earlier, so this is only fair. So right. Give me 1 second. So Cooper DeJean's going to Detroit?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I like that. You know, lose Chauncey Gardner.
Lose Cam Sutton
for reasons we won't say. But
you get a pretty versatile guy, too, in Cooper DeJean. plugs into a defense pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Great move.
I like that. And then right here we have the Bengals, correct?
Yes, we do have the Bengals. And, you know, they needed their guy. Wait, what's their cornerback situation looking like? It's not great, is it?
No, it's not.
For the Bengals?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
You got Geno Stone.
If you can't remember his name, it's not a good cornerback situation. Yeah. Give me Kool-Aid McKinstry.
There you go.
Interesting. I didn't mean it like
didn't like the pick at all.
I was going to go Byron Murphy, but
you said interesting.
I meant it like, oh, yeah. You know, like, Kool-Aid in Cincinnati, like
that's funny.
I just feel like they don't even have Kool-Aid in Cincinnati.
All right, Tanner, it's your turn.
So can you remind me who's picking at 23?
So right now at 23 we have the Arizona Cardinals because they remember they traded with the Vikings.
Right.
I thought it was the Falcons. Because the Cardinals traded the 11 and 23 to get the 8.
I'm picking at the 23 right now.
Yeah, but the Falcons traded a mid-second day pick to help.
Okay, so the Falcons didn't end up giving them that 23rd.
So
okay.
So
that leaves the which team at 23?
Cardinals.
The Cardinals at 23. Fantastic. The Cardinals sitting at 23.
Welcome to our mock draft, guys.
This is one of the mock drafts of all time. If I'm the Cardinals, man, again, I think there's still so much to be done with that team. There's still good players available. I would probably go. Could they use interior O-line? I feel like they probably could.
I feel like they could use all O-line.
Probably, and I'm a big fan of JPJ, of Jackson Powers Johnson.
Didn't they lose their left tackle?
Who?
The Cardinals.
But who?
I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
I know Paris Johnson's a bright spot for them. Other than that,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm going offensive line. I'm a little bit torn on whether I want to do. Is Fuaga still on the board? Talese Fuaga,
yes.
Oregon State. Okay, just making sure. I'm between him and Mims. I believe Mims is just such an athletic freak. It's tough to. They also kind of did that with Paris Johnson. I think Fuaga could plug in a little bit more. On the line, so if you had injuries, you had guys that you didn't really know where you wanted to put them. I think I'm gonna go with Talese Fuaga, Oregon State tackle. I'm a big fan of his game, and again, I think they're in a position to where I think if you're in any team like the Cardinals, who they just really aren't winning that many games, you should probably start with the offensive line, get that together, and then the defensive line, and work out from there. That's just kind of my philosophy, and I think they do that with Talese Fuaga.
About time he goes off the board.
Yeah, he was on there for a while. This is really good value in my opinion for him. But
interesting.
Thanks, Sean. All right,
Jalen.
At least I can make my pick this time.
Sorry, I actually didn't make another pick. I waited. Like I went around.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm back on the clock, and I'm the Dallas Cowboys.
You are.
You know, it's a lot of interesting. I think they're probably going to go O-line, but I really want to make a Cowboys pick and just. Kind of make a funny pick, which I would be out of left field a little bit, but not too far out of left field.
Wonder why you would do that.
Like Mazi Smith left field?
Like, kind of, but like.
Wonder why you would give the Cowboys a out of left field draft pick.
Well, because they do that. They drafted Mazi Smith last year over
a
ton of great guys.
Yeah.
Like, I really would just think it'd be funny if I got, like, got Chop Robinson for the Cowboys.
Chop Robinson.
Just because the Penn State connection. I just think that's like a Cowboys pick. But I don't necessarily know or think they need Chop Robinson. But, hey, Leighton Vander Esch, right?
He just retired.
Right, because of the neck injury. They can't make a lot of, additions from free agency. Cause
they got Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, but.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I guess.
No disrespect, but.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I kind of want to go with Peyton Willis. So that would be just a real stretch.
Go with Peyton Wilson, man.
I know, but that would be nice for your Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
But let's keep it simple. Tyler Gutton, we're going to stick to the O-line.
All right.
I almost got baited, but I didn't.
Over Marius Mims? You like him better?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No explanation.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Evan.
Something for a little bit maybe, but it's okay.
The Green Bay Packers are on the board.
Marius Mims.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That was quick.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
Interesting.
All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Try to think. Does anybody really want to trade up for anything? No. Tampa Bay's sitting kind of nice, I would say. Who was their center? Because I know they lost Jensen And they didn't really have a great center last year.
Well, that's why there's a great pick for this.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
the guy who's far and away the best center.
Jackson Power Johnson, I feel like,
yeah,
falls in pretty great right here.
100%.
Give me a JPJ out of Oregon.
I like it. I'm trying to, you know, write this down.
Hmm. It's Sanders' pick,
though. Yeah, I'm picking again.
Now the Vikings?
The Vikings?
What? What?
Are the Cardinals a 27?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, this is the
this
pick was unrelated to the trade.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we have the Cardinals at 27.
I'm sorry.
For sure. I think I can't believe he's fallen this far. But I'm such a big Jazon Newton fan. I'm gonna take him here. I love his game. He just wins every rep. It's kind of unbelievable to watch. And I think you can't go wrong with defensive line. With the Cardinals, I think they're definitely lacking there. And yeah, I think it's a pretty easy pick. Don't have to explain too much.
I have the Buffalo Bills.
You do.
He seems so hesitant to make this.
Give pick. Me that deep threat for Josh Allen, Xavier Worthy.
No,
Xavier Worthy. Whoa.
No.
Brian Thomas Jr. still on the board. By the way.
Yeah. Dang it!
By one the way, I'm away. Also going to make the 33rd pick. By the way, so
that's fine.
Just so everyone knows.
Okay,
that will be happening.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Oh, wait, you're the Panthers, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going with a deep threat for Josh Allen. Hey, they lost Gabe Davis. you know, Stephon Diggs is unhappy doing his little pouting thing that he does every offseason, so yep. We don't know where he's
asking for
up.
Attention.
Yep. Yeah, he seems lonely. I don't know. I
he
don't know
disappears in the postseason and near the postseason and then is all sad why he can't be looked after. I don't know why.
And he's probably there's so many things during the season that was just weird about, like, their whole – like interaction, like yeah. Remember that press conference where the mics were turned on?
Yes,
yes.
And
she didn't. Yeah. Said something bad about him. I can't remember what. But
you're just saying he's not the greatest person. But pretty much, just a weird thing. But yeah, I'm gonna go number 28, Buffalo Bills, Xavier Worthy. Give Josh Allen that speed
Fair
threat.
Enough.
And so the Detroit Lions, you traded up.
They're the Packers now.
It's Dolphins.
This is Dolphins.
So.
And I'm heartbroken about that pick because I was about to make a left field pick out of. For myself, but I guess I'll go the safe route now and address the actual needs.
Graham Barkley. The actual needs.
Yeah. We already have like three receivers.
This guy wanted Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, and Xavier
Imagine that
Worthy.
Lineup, though. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek.
Yeah, dude. Go
what
get
about your O-line or defense?
Yeah, those dude. Two running backs. What's his name?
Raheem Mostert.
And A-Chan.
Devin Achane.
Dude, that would be the fastest lineup of all time.
A-Chan.
On top of the fastest lineup
Sorry.
Already.
So who's your pick?
Graham Barton.
Wait, who?
Graham Barton.
Oh, okay.
Graham Barton. Okay.
Guard slash center.
Duke Goblin's blind, yeah.
Okay, there we go. I got lost in all of that, but I like the
yeah.
pick. You get some Tua, some protection, and hey, you're going to need some protection for Tua because, hey, he's about to be up for that massive contract extension, and if you
right.
want to sign him to that, you want to make sure that he's healthy. So, good pick. I'm going to go. Baltimore Ravens, Connor, you're up.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You did say, I'm going to go Baltimore Ravens.
I was going to say, I'm going to go with Connor. You're yeah.
So, you know, the Baltimore Ravens did just lose Odell Beckham Jr., and they need a wide receiver. Do I think
Surely.
They will take it? But give me Brian Thompson
Finally,
Jr.
Dude.
I think it's a great
Finally,
pick. I mean,
yeah.
it's great value.
Really good value.
So I think Lamar, Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, and blanket on the wide receiver they drafted last year.
Isaiah Likely, he's a good threat too as well.
Zay Flowers.
Yeah. Say it again.
Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers, there you go.
Oh, that's what we were blanking on, sorry.
Yeah.
I kind of zoned out because it was my pick, but I didn't. My bad.
I was trying to think, but hey, I think that's a great offense.
And Devin Duvernay, just kidding, he signed. He left. He went to the Jags, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great. Thanks.
The 49ers, you're back on the clock.
Mm-hmm. The 49ers are an interesting position because now with where we're at in this draft and who's available, their most pressing need, in my opinion, the premier guys at tackle are off the board. There's still Jordan Morgan, Arizona guy, who I believe is solid, but I kind of also want to go in a cornerback direction. And I really do like Ennis Rackstraw out of Missouri. But, man, it's...
What about edge, maybe?
This is not an easy one. I can see
they lost their starting.
They lost Chase Young.
That's also
who
true.
They lost.
That, yeah.
Let's relax on the starting.
Let's, yeah. That's my bad.
And you could go edge, and that's I had that thought. But I think...
Thank you.
I think that I would probably lean... I'm making sure there's nobody I'm missing from a tackle perspective that I don't want to, that I don't want to. I think I'd have to go... I think you go best player. Since they're such a good team, they have the luxury of being able to get a little bit nitpicky with their first-round pick. And I think if I wanted to do best player available, I would consider Chop Robinson here. But I think because of how pressing that need is for that team, I'm going to go with Jordan Morgan, the tackle out of Arizona.
Seems like a 49ers pick, too.
Yeah.
Just a tackle. I guess I have the Super Bowl champs.
Super Bowl champs.
You know, I took that speed demon from Texas earlier with Xavier Worthy, and I kind of want to lean, you know, his partner in crime, Adonai Mitchell, but something tells me the Chiefs aren't going to do that, and I don't know why.
Don't let Tanner be happy.
No, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
I just feel like if you have, you know, I just feel like you're going to need go for a bigger wide receiver because, well, first of all, how tall is Adonai Mitchell?
6'4".
6'4"? Oh,
maybe 6'5".
Well, I think you
don't
just got
don't do that. Make your pick that you were going to make.
I thought he was a little bit smaller, and I was just saying.
He is not small. I can tell you that right now.
I thought
now.
Just because I was thinking of him, Hollywood Brown, Sneed. These guys aren't they're all speed demons. So
6'4", 196.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they're going to need a bigger wide receiver to target.
Keon Coleman.
I was going to say that, but, like, I do think the way he's raised his draft stock a little bit, and I don't think Coleman has.
Xavier Legette.
That's a hometown.
Rod McConkey.
That's a high hometown pick for you right there. But
No, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not for the Panthers at 33.
I didn't know his height, so I'm sorry to do this to you. But I'm going to take Adonai Mitchell.
I shouldn't have said anything, man.
I really thought he was like 6'1 or 6'2.
I really wanted A.D. Mitchell. It's a good pick. It's objectively the right pick.
Right.
I did really want him at 33. But... I think because A.D. Mitchell is not there, I would definitely consider I'm really curious to see where Ladd McConkey goes in this draft. Mm-hmm. The Panthers do have 2 second-round picks. So I think my ideal scenario here is I'm going to go somebody who I think will be an important tool for this team in Peyton Wilson, the linebacker, off-ball linebacker out of NC State. I think the guy's an athletic, absolute freak. I think the way he approaches the game is great. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I would have considered Ladd McConkey, and depending on how the rest of, you know, management in the NFL feels about him, that may change, you know, where I take this pick, but I think I would prefer to get Peyton Wilson early and then go Ladd McConkey later on. Or vice versa, honestly. I really don't think I would be upset with either. But
hey, I think we had a nice draft. I don't know about you guys, but I like the pick. I like that you picked a linebacker that you guys kind of, I think, will be a culture setter for you guys, especially
absolutely.
What Dave Canales is looking.
Luke Kuechly 2.0.
Literally.
Yeah.
Luke Kuechly
He's looked out to Luke Kuechly, and anybody who Luke Kuechly endorses, I endorse.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But just a quick recap before we close out our show here. Let's go through these draft picks and bear with us because
you go through every single one right now.
I'm going to do a very quick version. I don't know if I'm even going to get through all this with the time we have left, but I'm going to definitely try. Number 1 pick, Caleb Williams. Number 2, Jaden Daniels. Number 3.
We're really going. Oh my gosh. Dude, we have time, dude. You don't have to do it that fast.
Number 3, Drake May. Number 4, Arizona trades.
Say the teams.
Yeah. Number 3. New England Patriots.
Okay.
Number 4, Arizona Cardinals trade to the Minnesota Vikings, trade J.J. McCarthy. Number 4, LA Chargers. They take Malik Nabers. Number 5, New York Giants. Marvin Harrison.
We're going to have to play this in half speed when we go back to listen to it, man.
Please continue.
After Harrison, we have the LA Chargers. We have the Titans. I'm sorry. We have the
Keep
Titans.
Going.
And we have Joe Alt, the Falcons. They trade back with the Arizona Cardinals, who originally took the 11th pick from the Minnesota Vikings. Mm. And so the Falcons now have the 11th pick. Arizona back up. They take their wide receiver 1, beating out the Chicago Bears. And they take Romo Odunze-Ianze, or whatever.
I'm telling you, Jalen, we can slow it down for the sake of pronunciation.
You don't have to. You can say, hey.
Pronunciation is not your strong suit.
We're on the clock.
You said Romo Odunze-Ianze.
I know. That was clearly me just like
added a lot
you also,
of syllables there.
For the recap, you don't have to say everything that was traded. You could just say.
Oh, you don't want to do that?
Okay. Just say who drafted him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say who drafted him in their position.
Easier for me. Way easier. Okay. Chicago Bears, Dallas Turner.
Right.
New York Jets, Brock Bowers. The Atlanta Falcons, Latu Latu. The Denver Broncos, Bo Nix. Oakland Raiders, Terrion Arnold. the Saints trade to the Jags, Quinion Mitchell, the Colts, Nate Wiggins, the New Orleans Saints. That's
so disappointing, Nate Wiggins. The Colts, Nate Wiggins. It's okay, keep going.
Saints trade.
What do we say?
No, wait, Saints trade it back. There we go. Illumina Foshuanwe.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to let you keep going.
Yeah.
Olufoshanu for the sake of listening back.
My, yeah. Bengals. Connor shocked the world when the Bengals traded with the Eagles and took Jared Verse. The Rams, I stole your pick, Byron Murphy. Steelers, yep. JT Latham. Miami traded with the Lions to take Cooper DeJean.
Keep going. Come on.
Cincinnati Bengals pick Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Power through. Don't look at them. Keep doing it.
Minnesota Vikings trading with the Cardinals. They, you know, the Fuaga. I literally.
You said you know, and then you were like, Fuaga.
I literally didn't even write his first name.
Tylee's Fuaga.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to get it. Cowboys, they took Tyler Gutton. Packers, Mims.
Right.
Arizona Cardinals, Newton. At this point, I just wrote the last name.
All right.
Dolphins. They take Graham Barton out of Duke. I miss the Bills, I think.
Xavier Worthy.
Bills, Xavier Worthy, my pick. Ravens, Brian Thomas Jr. 49ers, Morgan, the tackle from Arizona. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, A.D. Mitchell. And Panthers, the first pick of the second round, Peyton Willis.
There you go.
Let's go.
Just in time.
Just in time.
We're right, right, and just like that, we're right on the money. Thank you for listening to the student section on WVUA 90.7. Be sure to stream us live on TuneIn, Live 365 apps, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And be sure to check out the Capstone website. We want to wish everyone a wonderful night. Thank you for listening.